ان الحمد لله والصلاه والسلام على اشرف الانبياء محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه واله وصحبه وسلم من ولا بعد. My brothers and sisters, I'm recording this in Qatar National Library in the education city, and I just came here after praying Zuhar in the masjid of the education city. I think there are some things which can be described and there are other things which must be experienced. I think Qatar education city is among those things which must be experienced. I do not think that I can actually describe it. Having said that, let me try to describe it. I think the best way, I will send a couple of pictures with this, but pictures from my phone can't do justice to this thing. The best way is to go to the site, and I'm going to ask Umair to put the site here and to see pictures on the site. The masjid is built on five pillars, representing the five pillars of Islam. It has little streams of water flowing all around, which represent the rivers of Jannah. The pillars have the ayat of the Quran referring to each of those pillars. And on top of that is the masjid. The masjid is, and this is true, I think, of all the masajid that I have seen in Doha. They are big on architecture. They are big on architecture which is simple, clean lines, very grand. Some of the masajid are huge, absolutely magnificent, massive, but not ornate. You will not find a whole lot of gold and chandeliers and all of that stuff in these masajid. Its lighting is subdued. The whole focus, it seems to be on subdued elegance, and they do it very, very well. The same thing with the library. It's in its simplicity, it's beautiful to see. It's just bookshelf after bookshelf after bookshelf. But the way it is done is so neat and so so elegant and so artistic that it's amazing. The only example of this comparative thing that I can think of is the library in Alexandria in Egypt, which is one of the oldest libraries in the world, which is also very, very elegant. And that's another place that must be experienced. Ideally, I would sit here and, you know, spend the rest of my life in this library and the masjid, going from one to the other. But we don't live in an ideal world. So anyway, the long and short of it is that, alhamdulillah, it's one of the most beautiful experiences that I've had until now. Now, the point I want to make here is that what seems to me to come across very well in this whole thing, as far as this particular reminder is concerned, which is the importance of action. I think what they have done here is that they have epitomized the importance of action. I'm saying importance of action because at the end of the day, action is the only thing which gets results. One can talk till the cows come home, one can research, one can write, one can read. But only when we act, only when we do something, does this become visible. Knowledge is invisible until it is acted upon. Knowledge has no meaning unless it is acted upon. So also wealth. Wealth is value neutral. How we use it makes it a blessing or a curse. Health is value neutral. How we use it makes it a blessing or a curse. Any kind of resources, influence, political power, military power, financial power, all of these are value neutral. And whether they are good or evil will depend on how they are used. And that's the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also will question us only about the actions. Allah will not say, Allah will not ask us, how long did you live? He will ask us, how did you live? Meaning, what did you act? How did you act when you were alive? What did you do and what did you not do? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not ask, how much wealth or money did you have? Because Allah knows what He gave us. Allah will ask, how did you choose to earn it and where did you choose to spend it? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not ask, how much knowledge did you have? Allah will ask us, what did you do with that knowledge? Imam Ahmad rahmatullah alayhi says that knowledge is like money. Knowledge is like wealth. The more you have, the more zakat you need to pay. And the zakat of knowledge is to live by it and to teach it. So all these questions of the Day of Judgment are based on our actions. They are not based on anything else other than action. Everything else is valuable and worthwhile only if it leads to good action. And that's the reason why it's very important for us to be very clear about that. Now, what helps in good action is routine, is positive routines. Because that is where the barakah of the small effort shows up. The barakah of the small effort shows up there because that is where we, everything, every small thing adds up. Now, if you take the barakah of the importance of routine, one thought to share with you, which is that routine both enables and destroys the opportunity to make real gains. And that depends on what you choose to include in your routine. You make the choices. The routine does the rest. For many people, they get into a routine which they believe will enable them to live the life of their dreams. That's flawed thinking, because living and dreaming are not two separate things. What you live is and becomes your dream, even if you hold something else in your mind called dream. For such people, by the time they get to where they feel that they can now pursue their dream, they find that they've come to the end of the road. There's no more life left to make the dream come true. They discover to their horror that they were in fact making a dream come true. All those decades, they were in fact making a dream come true, someone else's dream, while they were waiting to get to the point where they could go after their own. The time to go after your dream is now, because now is all you have and all you will ever have. Now is all that anyone ever has. Make the right choices, because everything else depends on that. You're free to choose, but every choice has a price tag. Read the price tag carefully. It will have the name of what you are choosing to give up on in order to get what you chose. And that's the price of the choice that you are making. Every time you choose to do something, you are choosing not to do something else. That's the price of what you choose to do. So do read the tag and decide if you really want to pay that price. Many people make choices without reading the price tag, then complain that they didn't have any other choice. But that's not true. The price tag had the name of the other choice which they could have chosen instead if they had read the tag. Life's store doesn't have a cash or checkout counter. The choices are remotely linked to your account, and you pay as soon as you put the choice into your basket. So you pay as soon as you choose, only you may not feel the pinch right away. But not to worry, you will. We all do. Some feel the pinch and it can hurt, sometimes very badly. Others feel the joy. Once again, the choice is ours to make. My brothers and sisters, as I mentioned, at the end of it, we have to see what action we are taking or need to take. We are in the month of Ramadan. We are now reaching the last 10 nights of Ramadan, in which there is Laylatul Qadr. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant you Laylatul Qadr in good health and to enable that you stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that night, Imanan wa Ihtisaban, with iman and with expectation and with the desire to earn reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward you in keeping with His majesty and grace. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with you and never to be displeased, to grant you itikaf in His house and to accept it from you and to accept all your du'as that you make in itikaf, inshaAllah.
I request you for du'as for myself and my family and for all the Muslims. Make a lot of du'a for the Muslims wherever they are, in whatever difficulty they are, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should relieve their difficulties. More inshallah, tomorrow I will be making atikaf in the Masjid of the Education City in Qatar. Alhamdulillah, we checked the, we had applied to, we had registered and sent our application, and that alhamdulillah has been approved. And so inshallah, tomorrow night we are going to be spending in this masjid. As I mentioned before, it's absolutely beautiful architecture and superb standards. I think it's really, Qatar is a small place compared to many other countries in the world, but there is a sense of caring in this country. There is a sense that people are concerned about their country and that they take care, and you know, the government and the people. And there is a push for, and there are signs of a desire for excellence in whatever they do here, in the buildings, in the just the road, for example. You know, they have beautiful pavements. They have gardens on the pavements, and the dividers have lawns and gardens, and a very, very, there's a whole sense of being taking of something, of people taking care of the place. As I mentioned earlier, I think in another Fajr reminders, the masajid are magnificent, huge, but very modern, very contemporary. The focus is on subdued elegance. It's not on ornate and ostentation. Very, very nice. It's a very impressive place. Alhamdulillah, the focus on education is also amazing. The Education City has a lot of the major American universities there. There's Northwestern. There is almost all the major names are represented. About 8 or 9 of them. And we did a tour of the library today, of one section of the library, which was the cartography section, the maps section, and we were taken around by one of the curators there, a very knowledgeable man. He's called Christopher, and he's fluent in Arabic and Farsi, quoting from Masnavi of Maulana Rum, and so on. The kind of the collection of artifacts, the collection of maps, of books, the collection of pictures, photography, of historical photography, and the care and concern that seems to have gone into creating that section. And the whole library is like that. And the very fact also that people like this are employed there, who have that level of knowledge and the openness to it. I mean, we just went there and asked for some. And one of my dear brothers here, Hussein, he arranged, this band was, they were in Arabic class together. So he asked him, and he readily agreed. So here this man took time off. It took us around for about 2 hours in the whole library. And we in that whole section. And fantastic knowledge. I mean, really, it was such a wonderful eye-opening tour and humbling tour as far as I'm concerned, because to me it was like, you know, I mean, the vast majority of whatever he told us, I didn't know. It's not my line of expertise, not my line of knowledge, but I am always very keen that I should learn. So even if something is not my line of knowledge, I don't say, well, you know, it doesn't matter to me, or I don't say, well, you know, this is irrelevant. It's very relevant. If I don't know, I should know. So that's my sort of approach to it. So alhamdulillah, we had this beautiful tour as well today. I'm very happy that we were able to take the time out to do that as well. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept all our ibadat and qiyam and siyam and tilawat al-Qur'an, and to enable us to do to work the hardest towards the end of Ramadan, so that we end Ramadan very well, inshallah. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعليه وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.